Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We are launching into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And that is freetalklive.com. As usual, there's a lot to talk about here tonight. Of course, your phone calls are the primary element if you decide to make them. Mark, there was something we mentioned on the show earlier this week. Bike helmets, are they all they're cracked up to be? You've got that story for us. We're going to go to it here in a moment. First, your calls. Unscreened caller on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. This is John from Illinois.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, two things. One, I had a notice of visit from the United States Census 2010 people, and they were, I don't know, it was just funny. They apparently, my roommate was in the shower when he got it, and they said the best time, they gave me their personal phone number and office number if I wanted to get in contact with them, which I don't think I do, frankly. But
why is the, why, so the roommate didn't answer the door, but why is it you? I mean, did they say, was it specifically addressed to you, or was it just resident?
It was resident, so I mean, I don't feel the obligation to complete the census, of course, but
sure.
I mean, if they catch me unawares, then, you know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go to jail, clearly. But
what makes you think you'll go to jail?
You won't go to jail.
They probably won't. You never know. I mean,
there's no provision for going to jail for not answering.
Well, no, it's true. I mean, you never know. There is a provision for a fine, Mark, and if you don't pay the fine, there's always a possibility.
It's a $100 fine. I mean, if you choose not to pay the $100 fine, that's the worst case scenario. And we don't know of anyone ever of this happening to.
No.
So this is a threat, an empty threat, more or less.
Bile from blogofbile.com has had the during the off years, they do the American, I think it's the American Community Survey, which is a longer version of the census, and he refused to participate in that. They sent people around to threaten him and harass him over it, but they never did anything about it. I don't think he even got the fine.
Hmm. So then the fine is even on. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I know that, you know, some people, you know, and I think we do need that, you know, kind of taking it to the extreme, not cooperating at all. Unfortunately, you know, I am in Illinois, so I'm don't have any kind of, you know, support with respect to that. So that's something I'm not prepared to go all the way on that. I will pay the fine if it comes down to that.
Okay, man.
But I don't think that, I don't think that you're going to have,
seems unnecessary.
I don't think they're going to level the fine. I don't think they're going to do that. It's extraordinarily rare that even happens.
But wait a minute, Mark. It wouldn't hurt them to level the fine because it costs nothing. I mean, they're already spending X on sending this bureaucrat back and forth four or five times before they finally give up. It would only cost them the amount of another mailing to send, all right, you owe us $100, resident! You know?
Right. I think that there's certainly a healthy fear to have, and then there's an unhealthy fear, and it sounds like you're way into the realm of unhealthy fear. I mean, there's, like, you know, taking reasonable precautions and stuff like that, but if they've got you that intimidated that you're ready to jump that quickly over a census report, I think you're into an unhealthy. That's just an opinion. We all have to make that judgment for ourselves. And it's just my opinion, but I think if you're living your life in that kind of fear, that they've already seriously impeded on your life, like, way too far.
It's possible. I mean, I guess my thing is I wouldn't want to have to, you know, I don't think that it would actually come to this, but I would pay for it. You know, I mean, I would pay the $100.
Because you're scared they might put you in a jail cell.
Yeah, I've got better things to do than sit in a jail cell.
Sure. That's the reason why government grows, is because no one's willing to stand up and challenge it.
And this is actually something I talked about when people ask, like, what do you get out of civil disobedience? What is it accomplished? And I said, well, it accomplishes, if it's calculated, if it's done the right way, it accomplishes something on a personal level, just in the sense of feeling your own personal boundaries expand when you realize that you can actually disobey to a point. You know, you can disobey to a point, and you might at some point go, okay, I'm going to obey now because they're really threatening you. You know, okay, they're really threatening me. They're about to put me in jail for a long time. All right, I'll obey. But by just, like, expanding, by testing the waters, you know, try something little disobey a little bit, and then your boundaries get a little expanded a little bit. You get a little bit afraid of that knee-jerk. There's a knee-jerk reaction of you're afraid of an authority figure, usually a police officer, but it could be some government bureaucrat, anyone flashing a badge or whatever. There's a certain sort of immediate, almost instinctual fear that's been programmed into us, and you deprogram yourself from that, and you're able to analyze each situation and consider the threat level and whether, you know, what's the right thing to do. And I think it's really good to get into that mindset and get out of that sort of, you know, because they've really got you instinctually just jumping at every command, and that's not healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. And I do think civil disobedience can be useful. I definitely agree on that front.
And that's civil disobedience, just when a census worker comes to your house and you said, I don't want to participate. It's just a little bit, you know. Everyone thinks of, like, someone going limp when they're getting arrested, and they think of that civil disobedience. But civil disobedience is any time you just decide not to obey. And you can do it you can be very polite about it. You can be non-confrontational. You can keep your voice calm. You can, you know, it doesn't mean you're trying to make a scene.
Right. If you saw the video,
not everyone does it that way.
If you saw the video of my more recent encounter with the census agent, you know exactly how polite you can be. You don't have to be mean toward them at all. Now, here's my question for you. If they go ahead and send you some sort of document that says, you owe $100, you didn't respond, you didn't answer the door, we're upset and you owe us money, it'll be addressed likely to resident unless they've somehow found out who you are, but you aren't the only person that lives in your home, so who is responsible for the $100? Is it you? Is it your roommate? Are you both equally responsible? I mean,
why don't you wait until they actually serve you? They go, oh, wait, what's going on here? Oh, I'll pay $100 if they've served you in your name. Why don't you increase your boundary that much?
But, yeah, if it says resident on the $100 fine, are you going to pay that?
I'm not sure. I suppose it would depend on...
Do you own your home?
No, I'm a renter, so...
Dear God, come on. Look, I'm not into civil disobedience, dude, but I don't know what you're scared of. I mean,
they're scary, Mark.
Own the property.
They're scary. I don't blame you.
I recently kind of got harassed by police for a speeding ticket, so I'm just kind of...
Yeah.
And I've been watching a video where the cops shot people's dogs, so I'm just kind of thinking, okay, that's...
Well, the census workers aren't armed today.
Yeah, it's not likely you're going to rage you over the census.
And the cop had your driver's license. I mean, he knew who you were. These people are completely clueless as to who is in these units. You could do whatever you want, but I do think that Dale has a valid point here. I don't know that refusing to participate in the census is particularly a liberty-oriented thing to do. I'm of the opinion that
refusing the government and disobeying and non-cooperating at any opportunity is liberty-oriented.
I think you can go ahead and have fun with them or whatever you want to do, but I think Dale has a valid point here and just your level of fear.
It is.
I'm telling you my opinion for your own sake, for your own sanity, because I just think that a lot of what I do and what I choose to do is comes out of like just realizing that threats from the government can have you just absolutely paralyzed with fear to where it's really hard just to function and live your life. It's getting that bad. I mean, we are getting to a police state situation where they are using fear. When the state itself becomes marginalized and more people start to be less supportive of it, and then we're getting there really fast, like more and more people are like, wow, I really don't like a lot of what the government is doing. I'm finding it very disturbing. Then they resort to fear, and they're doing that more and more, where they're just, you know, no, police officers are less out to try and prove themselves to be these heroic figures, and they're really just trying to maintain obedience through fear, just have you be terrified of them. And that's not a way for us to live. And at some point, I'm like, you know what, I don't know. I might go to jail someday for something silly. I'm not going to do anything major, you know, but I'm not going to worry about all the little silly things.
It's tough, though, and I don't blame you for feeling frightened. They are a scary gang. They do hurt people. They've got a track record of violence, and so I understand the fear, but I agree with my partners here that it seems to be pretty irrational, I think, at this point. And that's
lots of people live in units that didn't sign the lease, even. I mean, I don't even know, you know, that's the worst case scenario where the Census Bureau goes to the landlord, says, we demand to know who lives there, and they give whoever signed the lease.
Good luck out there. Let us know what happens, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's why I say the census is a good place to start, because clearly, look how scared people are. They're scared to even say no to the census. When are you going to say no?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Join Dale over on his website. which is anarchyinyourhead.com. Great liberty-oriented cartoons and a few hundred of them there. I think a couple hundred there for you to enjoy, plus some of Dale's essays and video blogs as well, all available over at anarchyinyourhead.com. 1-800-259-9231. We had a call at the beginning of this hour that was about the census and refusing to participate, but how the gentleman who was on the phone was so frightened by the prospect of what the government might do that he was willing to go ahead and pay a $100 fine if it was issued. And as we pointed out, it's likely that they're going to issue the $100 fine in the name of resident because they don't know who you are unless you tell them, unless you actually let them know who you are, or unless perhaps, as you mentioned during the break, Mark, your neighbors inform on you, which is a very real possibility.
Yeah, I don't know that your neighbors necessarily know your full name or anything like that. But, you know, what if they know one person's name in the unit, they don't know the other one? How fair is that? That's not fair.
Right, so who gets the fine? How is that all decided? Has anyone ever actually been fined by the census people?
Yeah, I don't know that they have. I haven't seen any evidence that that's the case.
I'm very curious what the penalty is, like the potential penalty for not paying the fine.
Never heard it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. In New Hampshire, it would be 2 days in jail, right?
That's right, $50 a day.
But this is a federal offense,
correct?
I assume, right?
Okay. Yeah, but it's still a violation. I mean, $100
is it a violation?
Is not a misdemeanor. I mean,
probably not.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Do they have federal violations?
You know, and this is one of the things that I sort of question the value of the civil disobedience. I think in this guy's case, that he needs to do it for therapeutic reasons.
That's what civil disobedience is for, in my opinion, in a lot of cases.
I don't. It
may be the milder cases. This is a mild case of.
It may be, but you know, these census people are going to get your information from your neighbors anyway. How many people live over there? Four. Oh, okay. I think what I'm interested in doing is looking the census person in the face and smiling and saying, and when they ask me how many people live here, 24 Eskimos. And I want to smile real big when they do it. And I want to see, like, what can they do
I'm
about
all
it?
For that.
Yeah,
I
think that's what they have to write down, right?
Do you have to write? Do they have to write down what I tell them? You know, I want to know. Are you telling
That'll
me I'm not an Eskimo?
So they haven't stopped by yet, right?
Look, my Inuit brethren that live here are going to be very angry when they find out that you've insulted our Eskimo heritage.
Wait a minute, you're not going to write that down? Let's continue with your phone calls. Nick in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Nick in Arizona.
Hey,
you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this census.
Sure.
I got selected this year for this American Community Survey.
Oh, really? So they still do the American Community Survey even in the census years?
Yeah, you bet they do.
And this is the lengthy one. Now, how long is this thing?
If you answer all the questions, it's about 60 questions.
Wow, okay.
And they want to know what time do you leave to go to work? Did you work last week? Did you make money?
Does this one have the how much do you make every year?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so that question does exist. There's been some discussion as to whether or not that question exists on the census. It does not exist on the short census that they're sending to most people, but apparently it does on the American Community Survey. So what else do you want to share?
I'm trying to find it. But I don't have time to go for it right now. I should have pulled it out earlier. But basically, when that came, I was like, yeah, right, in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So in April, I was out of the country, and they came and they left stuff on our door 3 or 4 times. And then when I got back, they came, and I didn't hear the door ring or something. So then they left a nasty note saying, you must comply or else. Blah,
it's
blah, blah.
The law!
Resident, you must comply, resident.
Okay, now here's where it gets weird. So I was like, still not complying. They sent a FedEx package to my house that had my wife's name on the two.
Oh, boy.
And it had threats in it, and it said it's a $5,000 fine.
Wow.
So I was doing some research around, and I ended up on Bile's blog, which is really hard to say.
Blogofbile.com.
Blog of Bile, yes, that one. He did, you know, he had a whole big thing going on a couple years ago, and he got information stating that there's an amendment to that $100 fine actually put it in a different title of the USC that effectively changes the $100 fine to a $5,000 fine.
Nice.
So the wife said, we're going to answer this because she didn't want to deal with it because they had her name.
How much did she answer? You know, how much did you guys fill out?
It was kind of fun. The guy came over, and I said, I'm not answering any personal questions. He's like, oh, no problem. We'll just put that you prefer not to answer those. So I was like, all right.
That's hilarious.
So they wanted to know.
So, which one of the questions aren't personal?
Huh?
Which ones of the questions aren't personal?
They're all personal. And besides me telling them that two people live here, and that our race was human, they got nothing else out of it, and they skipped the rest of the 50 questions.
So your wife didn't threaten you with a $5,000 fine, sent you a FedEx package, got at the, you know, $20 to the taxpayer there, and the only thing they got out of you is
don't forget the handling
and human.
Does that $20 handle the handling?
No.
You know how they handle the package? I hate the handling charge. Like, don't handle it. I don't want your fingerprints all over it. Sorry.
So basically, even though your wife was frightened by the $5,000 threat, she was okay with just answering a couple questions and refusing the rest.
Well, she's like, you know, this is your fight, and if it had your name on it, that's different, and I can't really argue with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure, yeah. You can't do disobedience in someone else's name. It has to be about you.
Right.
Thanks for sharing that, man. And anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's it. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call.
You know, and this is kind of one of the ways that they get you with the civil disobedience thing is if you've got a wife and you've got a kid and you've got a mortgage and you've got all these things. I mean, how many things have been done in the name of the mortgage? You know, I got to keep a roof over the family's head here. And so whatever
that's
it is.
Well, everyone's situation is different. That's why I don't ever want to pressure anyone to do civil disobedience. It's totally a personal thing. And then how far you go is a personal thing. Like, you know, like doing a little bit of civil disobedience is, you know, it seems like not that bad and a healthy thing to do, I think. You know, little things. But
I don't want to pressure
anybody. It's always a personal decision.
I agree with you. I don't want to pressure anybody. But at the same time, I want to encourage it because I think it is important.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't. I
want to encourage it. I just want to get the ideas out there and say, you know, you might want to try, you know, pushing your boundaries out a little bit.
Absolutely.
Just some little stuff and see how you feel about it. See if you feel braver. See if you, you know, and that'll make you want to become more knowledgeable about what potential threats they can use against you.
It will make a difference.
Analyze the situation
for
yourself.
Just doing a little bit will make a difference. Now, again, it's easier to do when you've got other people around you that are also doing a little bit. Because I think a lot of people doing a little bit of civil disobedience here and there, I think it can have a pretty big effect.
I think it's more effective than one person doing a lot.
Oh, absolutely. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. You can tell a census story if you've got one, or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. More coming up.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black
Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. A lot of stuff there on the site, including our listening options, live streams available around the clock, webcam available, well, most of the time. We've been having some trouble, still trying to iron out some bugs with it, so be patient with us there. But there's also listen lines, so you can call in with any phone that can dial long distance. We've got multiple ways to listen to this program, and they're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Mark, let's talk about bicycle helmets.
We can go ahead and do that if you'd like.
There are laws all over the place that say that you must wear them. In many cases, there's some cases for adults, right?
Certainly, in some places for adults, but mostly it's for kids. Even here in this state, for kids.
Right. And of course, kids don't like to wear them because, boy, do they look dumb.
Well, I don't know. That's their opinion on them. Yeah. You look better with a helmet on than you do in some kind of ICU unit. But I don't.
But is that true?
Yeah.
Well, does the helmet actually help?
Well, this is more about adults than it is about kids.
Okay.
After spending 4 months trekking to school in rainstorms and on sheets of ice, this week's sweet turn of weather beckons us to take our dusty bikes from the shed and venture into sunny streets to breathe in the crisp air and blue sky. That is, until two pedals from us from the front door, you realize you have no idea where your helmet is. Now, if you're anything like me, even if you knew where that $30 piece of plastic covered with foam was, you'd still park the bike in the garage until the weather was actually as warm as it looks, but just to spite the hairdo ruining piece of discomfort.
Where is this from, by the way, Mark?
This is from WashingtonUW.com. It's the daily of the University of Washington.
Washington State? Okay, got it.
But everyone knows helmets save lives on bicycle accidents, right?
That's what we keep being told.
Actually, that may not be all true. Riley Geary of the Institute for Traffic Safety Analysis said that in Washington State, the percentage of people wearing helmets in general matches that of the percentage of those wearing helmets who die in car collisions. That is to say, wearing helmets doesn't decrease fatalities. Even though injury percentages are already noticeably dropping, Australia decided to implement a mandatory helmet law for all bicyclists, even though the injuries were decreasing. Although serious head injuries decreased by 19.5%, fatalities actually increased by 12%.
In Australia.
More broken necks?
In Australia,
let me guess, more broken necks.
The law also decreased ridership by 25 to 30%. So people just said, yeah, I'm not going to live that way.
Wow.
So I'm just going to drive a car. The only real explanation is that people are prone to be less careful when they're wearing helmets because they feel safer, even though they're not. And we've seen this time and again on studies with seatbelts, time and again on studies with all
traffic
kinds
signs.
Of traffic signs, traffic calming measures. People feel safer because there's all this safety around them.
If you're swinging around,
if you want
around
somebody to drive safely, you put a big metal spike in the middle of their steering wheel, and suddenly they're going to drive like a little old woman.
Yep. If you're careening around a cliff's edge, you'll maybe careen a little faster if you've got a barrier to the side of you, because you'll believe that barrier is going to provide you with some level of safety and protection, and so therefore you can drive a little less carefully.
Yeah, there's a lot of false sense of security, just like a lot of traffic signs. People feel like, well, as long as I obey that sign, I won't be in an accident. That's not true. there's a lot of thinking you still need to do while driving, and the signs actually cause people not to think that as hard about their driving. So,
what else, Mark?
The helmets that are on the market are not designed to help protect people in the case of car collisions, although they make up the majority of fatal injuries on bicycles, and helmets are useless.
Yeah, how many times have you been biking along at however fast a bike goes and fallen off the bike and actually had a serious injury to your head?
It doesn't happen that often.
Right.
These are statistics, I believe, more for adults than they are for kids. I don't think that kids, react in the same manner, especially if they've grown up with the helmet on.
You think kids are less likely to behave more dangerously with a helmet on?
I think that if you wear a helmet all the time, you've always worn a helmet, then you don't know what life's like without a helmet. Whereas I think that if I have never worn a helmet on a bicycle, and I'm not going to, I am not interested in playing your little helmet games.
I don't know about that, Mark, because they're still being told the reason to wear it is because of safety.
Well, these numbers are
an interesting question.
They're covering the gamut of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So helmets will mitigate the effects of falling off your bicycle and striking your head, said Dr. Michael Schwartz, a Canadian neurosurgeon. If a cyclist is accelerated by a car, then the helmet will not work and not prevent a severe or even fatal injury. Schwartz and Geary both said the helmet designed to protect bicyclists in the event of a car collision would weigh too much and be too bulky for most bicyclists to be willing to wear.
Yeah.
Seeing that the majority of fatalities and injuries occur from incidents with cars, the helmets that are worn aren't really capable of saving lives. Let's pretend, however, that these helmets really do save lives. John Franklin in The Effects of Cycle Helmets said that in Wales, England, 40.5% of head injury deaths occur in car accidents, 39.1% to pedestrians, but only 8.5% to actual bicyclists. If the government really wanted
meaning
to...
Meaning bicycle versus car?
These are head injuries in general. Percentage of head injury deaths occur in car accidents.
We're not talking about a specific type of bike accident. We're talking about a bike that could be just, guy falls off a cliff on his bike, or a guy runs into a car on his bike, or different types of biking accidents?
No.
We're talking about bike versus car?
No. We're talking about head injuries that occur in head injury deaths. Excuse me. 40 of head injury deaths occur in, that's 40% of them in cars, 40% in pedestrians, 8.5% in bicycles.
Right. So we're not talking – just what I'm trying to get clear here is –
we're talking about head injuries that result in death.
Right. But we're not – you're not getting specific as to whether or not the bicyclist was involved in a certain scenario. So it's not –
it's not a bicyclist. It's not about bicyclists.
You just said 8%.
He's talking all 8%, head injuries.
8%. This is actual bicyclists. 8.5% of head injuries are, that result in death happen to bicyclists. Bicyclists.
Period.
Bicyclists.
Right. So, right. What I'm trying to clarify, though, is...
There is no clarification. It says actual bicyclists. That's the clarity.
Okay, so they're not saying it's happening to bicyclists who collide with something specific. It's just in general, 8% of head injury deaths are from bicyclists running into something or having some sort of an accident.
I'm glad we're clear on
that. That's what I'm trying to understand.
If the government really wanted to prevent people from dying of head injuries, it should require people to wear helmets in cars and pedestrians to wear helmets while walking down the street.
Don't give them ideas.
The laws in place do little to address the real problem. They are ridiculous.
The article actually says that. Huh?
Yeah, the article. According to Gary's statistics, almost twice as many injuries and deaths occur at night during the day because riders are less visible.
Right.
About 69% of cycling fatalities among adults happen in urban areas compared to 31% that occur on rural roads.
So ban people from riding the bikes at night and ban them from riding in urban areas, and we'll keep people safe.
There you go. The only place to ride bikes is on and along streets. So seeing the most serious injuries and fatalities occur from cars, it makes sense to remove the cars from the equation. The most effective way to decrease fatalities among bicyclists is to increase the amount of bike trails. So why are we wasting time with so much energy invested in pushing helmets? Maybe because lawmakers are too busy building voted down sports arenas with our money. So, this guy's obviously saying, what direction we should spend the money. But another aspect of here is it's free for the legislature to say you have to wear a bicycle helmet.
Yeah.
It costs them a great deal to say we're going to turn this old railroad track into a bike trail. They have to spend their own budget, whereas they're spending yours when they say that you've got to wear a bike helmet.
Plus, how great is it for the bicycle helmet industry?
Yes. The lobbyists to the bike industry, right. They come in and they tout some statistic that sounds very good.
Right.
Just one.
So you need to mandate our product.
Yep.
Guaranteed sales.
They do need to mandate the product for pedestrians.
1-800-259-9231.
And motorcycle helmets in cars.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the next time somebody proposes a bicycle helmet law, if it hasn't already been proposed where you live, you can counter-propose, in fun only, of course, that pedestrians wear them instead. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL. To get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, free trial. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code, free trial.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just start your shopping through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So you get the stuff that you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, Nikki is on the line, listening in California. Nikki, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi there.
Hey, Nikki, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I'm a property manager in Los Angeles and big supporter of Alex Jones and conspiracy theories galore, but The thing I was most concerned with was the other day I had the census, one of the census guys pop over to the property. And, you know, he left some notes on some doors of people he couldn't get in touch with or didn't fill out their form. And then he came back a couple of days later, which was yesterday, and he just was walking around. And I walked up to him. I said, can I help you? And he said, yeah, I'm with the Census Bureau. I said, well, obviously, hence the tag, but how did you get onto the property?
Mm-hmm.
This is private property.
Was it hard to get onto the property?
He got in somehow. I have no idea.
What, is this a gated community or something?
It is.
Okay.
That's actually fairly common in L.A. for the apartments and stuff to have,
people
have
just
an electronic
sneak by.
Gate.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's common.
Is there a keypad?
It's common in L.A. to have a like keypad entry or a keyed entry or something like that. Whereas in a lot of other places, that's something I noticed when I was there. Whereas in Georgia, for instance, that's not very common.
Yeah, there's a gate in the back. There's two gates in the back, and you need a key to get in, and then you have to buzz someone to actually get into the front door and a key to get through.
So he presumably knew somebody on the inside?
Either that, or he just waited till someone opened the door and snuck in. And I said, is that allowed? And I said, this is private property. And he said, it certainly is. It's the federal government.
I'm the federal government, ma'am.
I'll do what I want, lady.
And I told him, well, wow. I'm like, welcome to America, the home of the free.
So does that mean that he
like,
can sneak into someone's...
You know, popping by, and he just started. He's like, hey, I'm just doing my job. I'm like, yeah, I don't mean to shoot the mess.
Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. When you're on the radio, you can't say that word. 1-800-259-9231. So you can bring up anything. So whether it's the census or bicycle helmets. Did we finish the bicycle thing?
No, I've got a ways to go on the bicycle.
There's more. Okay, yeah. Well, let's do more. Okay, finding out that essentially they are not maybe as safe as some people might want you to think. In fact, the statistics show that you're much more likely to die from a head injury if you're walking or in a car.
Yeah, it says the laws in place do little to address the real problem. They're ridiculous. According to Geary statistics, almost twice as many injuries and deaths occur at night during the than during the day because riders are less visible. Excuse me, I already read that part. Maybe because lawmakers are too busy voting down sports arenas with our money. So the trend with bicycle incident statistics tends to be the same across developed countries. In Australia, the percentage of bicyclists dropped by as much as 30% when helmet laws were put in place. So in a world where the carbon footprint of everyone is increasing and we're getting warmer and all this other stuff, the government puts in place laws for helmets that decrease, have an effectiveness of decreasing by 30% the amount of people on bicycles. Good job, government.
So it's driving people to drive.
Yes, basically. Because they don't want to wear the helmets. Imagine how much of the funding for bicycle trails would increase if ridership was increased by 30%. Because actually it would be a larger number than that, because if you decrease by 30, you would have to go up a larger number to get back to where you were. Because helmet laws discourage people from using their bikes, it hurts the bicycle community as a whole. The truth is, allowing the local government to nanny its citizens into helmets is not only hurting them by providing false protection, but it is also hurting the biking community. In no way do I wish to discourage wearing helmets, as I prefer mountain biking, where I know that they really do come in handy. However, the decision to wear a helmet should be left up to the individual, not government regulation. By allotting funding for bicycle trails instead of enforcing helmet laws, not only will we be able to promote a healthier exercise lifestyle and clean air transportation, but it will also help protect bicyclists from deathly car collisions. Now, I think that Celeste here is making a problem. As far as funding for enforcement of helmets, it wouldn't change. No cop is going to be fired because they got rid of helmet laws. Those cops will go out and do the fundraising that they're doing anyway in a different form. If they're not looking for bicyclists without helmets on, they'll be finding somebody who's speeding or somebody who's texting on their phone or whatever it is that they're doing while they're driving.
It's just the fantasies of a wannabe central planner, just somebody who thinks that they know best how the government money should be spent. And if they were in charge, they'd take the money away from the police and they'd give it to the bike trails organization.
And I think that bike trails are great. That's fine.
There are a number of them here in King, New Hampshire.
Yes. They're nice things. But
except when it rains and the trail gets kind of muddy. I think the bike trails could be better, but they're run by the government, so what can you do?
So there you go. Those are the numbers. The laws drive down the amount of people that use them, and they do nothing to prevent the amounts of death that occur.
All right. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. So, still to come here, Dale, you are going to share something about Google. There's a lot of opinion out there about Google, and there should be. They are the most, I guess they're tied almost with Facebook for the most popular website on the internet. A lot of opinion out there about Facebook as well. We're going to specifically talk about Google.
Yep, there's even something specifically about Google versus Facebook. So.
Oh, all right. And I know there's a lot of talk that I guess some sort of Facebook competitor might be popping up here after the summertime. People are getting very excited about this. I'll believe it when I see it. I hope it happens. I hope that that it comes about.
But I've read a little bit about that, so I think I know what you're talking about.
The diaspora?
Sorry, I think it might be diaspora.
Diaspora? Yeah, some guys decided they were going to raise some money to create a competitor, like an open source competitor to Facebook, which will have much more, I guess, better privacy provisions and things like that than Facebook does. And they were trying to raise $10,000 in order to get some seed money to do the software developing. So they could basically spend, a good portion of the year, or the summer, I think, coding this new website. So the idea was they were going to put it out there that this is what they wanted to do, and they were taking $5 and $10 contributions from people, and lo and behold, they raised $100,000 plus, I think.
Oh, well over. Yeah. The last I checked, it was... I think 170, and that's been a few days. So I think at the rate they were raising money, it's probably more than that now. I'll check on it and find out exactly what it is.
So, that right there shows there's quite a market demand for another social networking service that could outdo Facebook.
I think it's not about outdoing the privacy of Facebook. That's what I think it's about, is that people are so upset about Facebook that they spoke with their dollars about when they heard about this. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure it happens.
You know, it makes you wonder. I mean, there's MySpace was out there. They managed. They had the they were the big one.
Yeah.
And they just crawled and, you know, curled up and died inside of a year.
Did they start dying? Did MySpace start to really die after Fox bought them? Did anybody follow it that closely?
I didn't follow it.
I found it to be before Fox bought them. I found it to be just a buggy, crappy website. And who wants to deal with that? Facebook never was buggy.
Yeah, never. I absolutely agree with you. Well, so anyway, as an aside, I hope they are successful with their venture and that actually does come out and that people don't lose $100,000.
It's almost $180,000 now.
All right, that's good to know. So we'll keep an eye on that and see what happens. But as far as privacy provisions go, a lot of people are concerned about Google. Google is big. They're into everything. We've had Catherine Albrecht on the phones to talk about privacy on the internet. Of course, she's with StartPage.com, one of our sponsors. And she's pretty. She is not a fan of Google. Let's just put it
that
way.
Not at all. No.
Not at all. I like Google. I think that like anything in the technological world, it is a double-sided sword.
Wait till you hear about the five things you should be scared of.
We will. We will hear about those coming up here. You know, I'm not too concerned with them reading my email and selling advertisements based on the content of the email. It doesn't bother me. I'm not talking about anything that's secret. It's not like I'm plotting violence or something, so I'm not too worried about that. I'm not getting marijuana growing tips over my email or anything, you know, so I don't really feel like there's anything at risk there. So I understand they've got their tentacles into a lot of things and they're collecting a lot of data. And I think to some extent that data collection can be useful. I think that having that information is good for them to sell advertising in order to keep some of their services free. Free Talk Live uses the Google Mail, hosted mail services. So when you email Mark at freetalklive.com, that passes through Google's hands and they deal with they handle our email.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the Google Mail is a great product. I mean, if it weren't a great, if it wasn't a great
product.
That
point is conceded. There are a lot of great Google products.
Yeah.
I mean, it's conceded. That point is conceded in the article. So.
All right. So we'll come back and talk about what the five things you should be afraid of.
Yeah.
Is that right? All right, we'll find out what they are here in a moment. Hour number three is coming up. We'll share those with you. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you like. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we'll tell you about StartPage.com as an alternative to searching. And surfing is an alternative to Google. We'll get to that here. Coming up, hour three on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.